mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, after we take a bunch of your calls, I'm going to get into what happened in Florida last night, where I see this election going for Ron Paul with the other candidates. Bunch of economic news as well, but let's go to Will in Colorado. Thanks for holding, Will. You're on the air worldwide.
Thank you, Alex. Well, it's a first-time caller, a long-time listener, though, so I just want to thank you for all your work, your courage, and you're definitely one of the most important people in the fight right now, and I think the movement's growing, though. I think the media is looking more and more pathetic every day. And me and my friends, we've just been file sharing and handing out DVD copies of your whole library of works, and as well as others. And the truth of it is, I think there's actually a lot of good people out there right now that believe in bipartisan politics and crap like that, and that candidates with domestic ties to the CFR are going to protect our rights and our sovereignty. But I think these people are waking up. I don't think the thugs are going to get away with it.
Well, I'll tell you this. Instead of the media, who's been caught lying and spinning, cleaning up their act, they're accelerating and pulling out all the stops. That's only going to blow up in their face.
Well, I think so. And I think some of these people that think, Barack Obama are going to save the world, I think they're going to wake up because they're starting to realize that they... that they believe in things that, these people aren't going to promise any of these things to them. And, I just thank God every day for people like you to help make this happen. I think you're making a big difference.
Thank you, Will. Good to have you on board, and keep up your work. I mean, I just want to thank all the people on YouTube and Google that are making all these dynamic videos, promoting the radio show and the films. There's just no way to thank you all, but this is a thank you to everybody out there. I'm going to break down the candidates and give you my analysis on them and where I see things going coming up. Pat in Michigan, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, I was just wondering if you could refresh my memory on the Diebold voting machines.
Diebold's only one of the big five companies, and it's been caught engaged in fraud coast to coast, and criminals running their systems, and people running their systems have gone to prison, and it's designed for fraud, and they tell you there's no paper trail, and you're not allowed to look under the hood.
Yeah, I mean, with how they got implemented, went to my township.
Well, they had the voter Assistance Act, and they had several other laws that they passed with over $6 billion, one of them, after the, quote, problems in 2000, their fraud. Then they pay the states to put in the systems they mandate. So that's basically how that was put into place.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that. I'm going to work on getting
it's the Help America out. Vote Act.
Yeah,
and then at several state levels, they called it the voter assistance, yeah.
Well, they told me the state made them put them in, so I'm going to work on...
Yeah, the feds come in with all this money and go, it's free money. No, it's money they took from us. Again, about 34 cents on the dollar comes back from every dollar we pay in taxes, and then most of the, quote, services they give us, who even wants it?
Yep, I'm going to work on going back to paper over here, this small little township. So.
Well, it's happening. Again, in just 5 years, we've totally discredited these machines. Again, major polls, 80%+ know it's a fraud. Just a few years ago, the public didn't know that. They thought you were a three-headed, alien if you talked about it. Now people know. Thanks for the call, sir. Come back and talk to Mark, Mike, and many others. Take a lot of your calls. We give each caller about 2 minutes, 1-800-259-9231. And then I'm going to break down what happened in Florida last night, where I see all this going, a look at Hillary, a look at McCain, at Romney, and some of the things that Rudolph Giuliani has now said that are kind towards Ron Paul, why I think the ghoul is doing that, and a lot more. This transmission worldwide against dehumanization and slavery will continue. If you've been looking, you found it. The tip of the spear, the front lines in the fight for humanity. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're live at 12 noon to 3 p.m. You can always listen to the retransmission if you missed any of the first or second hour or third hour by going to the 24-hour-a-day streams. Live 3 hours a day, retransmitted 21 hours a day at InfoWars.com. Again, coming up, full election analysis. I've really been thinking the last few weeks deeply about this. Haven't really commented on it. I'm going to break down the candidates. Also get into the economy. But right now, let's go back to your calls. Mark in Atlanta, you're on the air. Welcome.
Blessings to you, brother.
How you doing?
Yes, and as I always tell you, you're reverent our prayers, and we mean it, because you are a blessing to us. Let's see, Arlo Guthrie. I just saw on MySpace that Arlo Guthrie has gone on record to support Ron Paul, and I was wondering if you'd be interested in interviewing with him, because I gave your man his phone number, and he's available for interviews about this.
And for those that don't know, he's an extremely famous guy. Tell folks about him.
Was it the train called the City of New Orleans? Was that the song called the City of New Orleans?
Yeah, they say he put New Orleans on the map.
And he also wrote. He did this. It was an entire album site called Alice's Restaurant. That was about how a local cop went completely overboard about a petty crime. And when he told the draft board people who were examining him about what that happened, they thought it as a crime of the century. And basically, he started this movement to basically resist the draft for the other illegal or it was based on a fraudulent pretext.
When did you give me Arlo Guthrie's number?
I gave it to the man. I called once and lost connection, and I called a second time and said, hold on. Let me give you his number. It's 703.
Hold on. We don't give it out on number. Sir, we can't give his number out on air. Listen, I know who Arlo Guthrie is, like the music. I saw in several newspapers today that he'd endorse Ron Paul. I'm going to have I.M. Trey his number right now. Let's try to set him up. John, go ahead and give that number to Trey Kincaid, and we'll go ahead and maybe even get Guthrie on today or tomorrow, okay? So you know Mr. Guthrie, Mark?
I remember in high school, a high school teacher played that album half about this really wild story about where the draft board took this charge of littering as though he had done all this horrendous crime, because the way the story was told, it was absolutely hilarious. I don't know him personally. I was on MySpace and I saw a blurb saying that Arlo has endorsed him. Here's the number where he can be reached for an interview.
Good. Good. Listen, we're gonna take care of that. Thank you so much. And that's why I love taking calls, because those tips are perfect. Give that to Trey. I want to move on getting him on now. In fact, I saw that this morning and thought for a minute to get him on as a guest, and then was so obsessed with tracking some political numbers I was looking at, I moved on from there. But we will get on that right now. In fact, hold on. Yeah, have Eddie Bear do it right now. Thanks. It's Trey's nickname around here. His girlfriend gave him that nickname, so we call him that. let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Texas. Mike, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. I'm calling from my hospital room. I haven't forgot about you, guy. How you been doing?
Good, sir.
I'm recovering from blood clots. I should be released hopefully in the next day or so. I never dreamed how much pain that would be. Both legs, buddy.
Wow.
And I basically have to be on blood thinners the rest of my life. But other things than that, I was trying to watch a little of the primary last night. I cannot find anything on Ron Paul. These mainstream media people look so pathetic.
Yeah, when he became a real threat about a month ago, the coverage of him just went down to almost nothing. And even when he wins second place, they just lie in Nevada and say he got, don't even show his placing because he won second. So by not showing him in second, they don't even show him. He won. Now the evidence is clear. Louisiana, but they only gave him second place there, and then it got absolutely no coverage. The spin machine is in overdrive.
Oh, my God. How well did he do in Florida, according to the Paul campaign?
He did. He only got 3 percentage points.
Oh, my God. I can't. There's definitely something going on there with the machines, because he's a lot more popular than that.
Listen, last night I was driving home, and by the time I started counting, I'd forgotten how many I saw before that. I probably saw 20 Ron Paul bumper stickers just driving 5 miles home. I mean, there were cars side by side in front of me, cars in back of me that drove past me, just Ron Paul signs, Ron Paul stickers everywhere. I talk to people all over the country. They say that's all they see. But he's got 10 times the MySpace members of anybody, and 20, 30 times, I forget, you know, the number of meetup groups and just grassroots and the biggest rallies, and, oh, but he doesn't exist.
And these corporate media people are looking so pathetic. You can just look at them. You know, it's sick.
Well, it is, but that's only going to discredit the mainstream media more. And as they engage in election fraud, and we're now proving it in New Hampshire, that further proves it's a fraud. You know, just because they have a fraud, we don't just give up. We go prove it's a fraud.
Sure. That's exactly what you got to do, partner. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking my call, and I'm hoping to get out of here tomorrow, partner. You guys keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate your call, Mike. Let's talk to Mike in Canada. Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, this is Mike from British Columbia. I'm calling. I have problem. My granddaughter, when she been 14 months old, she been happiest girl in the world, running, singing, talking. 14 months old. Then she have vaccine, and now she's 7 years old. And the moment when she have vaccine, she is very sick. She have mercury in the brain, and. And I just called to inform everybody to do something to stop these idiots, what they're doing. Second, I'm calling 5-6 days ago, city of Nanaimo, where I live, I call and I ask what we have in this drinking water. And from phone to phone, some lady explained to me, we have a small amount of fluoride. I explained to her everything, and I give her your side too. Then I start to calling some company who selling the water in the bottle in Victoria. And very interesting, man over there, who is manager, salesman, he said, we, to keep water to be more fresh, we put more fluoride, and cost us lots of money, you know. And Mr. Alex, this is very crazy.
Oh, it's so good for you. We give it to you because it tastes so delicious. We love you. It doesn't matter if thousands of studies say it rots holes in your brain, reduces IQ, destroys your kidneys, your hypothalamus, your pituitary, your pineal. It doesn't matter if you build up massive milligrams every day and it just fills your whole body, that half of what you drink of fluoride stays in your body, building up massively. We love you. We're the government.
I think, Mr. Alex, these people have no mercy, no soul, because when you look in social workers, they never been married. I don't want to squeeze these people, you know. Then mayor city, then you understand. And people who got no children, they don't understand.
And they wage war against us.
That's correct. And I calling again, I have to repeat, my life is destroyed. If listeners of your site, which I listen for years, if somebody know some medication, something, I can give you right now my telephone number on the air. I'm not afraid from nobody.
No, we don't need to get your number, sir. I understand and I appreciate your call. Speaking of mercury, we had one of the EPA's former top scientists, toxicologists, checking into poisoning, and we played in that newscast about how they were saying mercury is good for your brain, and he just couldn't believe it. And then I had this other individual, the same one that said all I talk about is space aliens on air and that social workers didn't say the family was bad and they're waging war against it. He now made some little video where he gives these sources and claims that thimerosal isn't mercury. It is mercury. They've manipulated it, but it is still mercury. And that's the term for the treated mercury. And then his own data shows what I'm saying, but then he just says, no, this shows you're wrong. It's a straw man. That is mercury in the vaccines. It's still in there. Hey, how about this, Jack? How about you go defend the media that says it's the law, you've got to take these shots when there is no law? How about you try to disprove that? Or how about you try to disprove that sodium and stannous fluoride is deadly poison when all the studies say it reduces IQ? What, is American scientist? Is Reuters lying? They don't trust you. They don't believe you anymore. Now, there are armies of the general public who believe anything they're told still, believe in the system, and they're going to defend it. They're going to make stuff up in their own minds. They're going to... I listen to neocon radio. One day I was driving along with Charlie Sheen in Los Angeles when I was out there visiting him, and he was asking me questions. We were talking, and I said, Charlie, they still say the WMDs were found. He was saying, I can't believe that they didn't, you know, they lied about the WMDs and forged the Niger documents, and the mobile labs were really for pumping up hot air balloons or hydrogen balloons. And he said, I can't believe they haven't been impeached for that. And I said, Charlie, they're still on talk radio. Every day, because at that time it was a talking point, they still do it some, saying that they did find atomic weapons material and that they did find WMDs. And he said, no, they're not. And I said, you got XM in this car. Flip through the channels. I'm not exaggerating. He flipped through three talk radio channels. It went to G. Gordon Liddy, and G. Gordon Liddy was saying that they found the WMDs in Iraq, and he just, his mouth just hung open. They're not going to stop, folks. They're going to continue to stonewall, and their minions believe it. People out there listening to talk radio, the average neocon, they believe it. They believe what they're told. So, A, they are still putting mercury in the vaccines. They say they don't. Or they then, on the other side, say mercury's good for you. It is not. And thimerosal is mercury.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Go to RonPaulStuff.com today and show your support for Ron Paul. Get the latest and greatest Ron Paul promotional gear to help spread the message. RonPaulStuff.com carries over 9 different hard-hitting 100% cotton t-shirts and 4 different designs of Ron Paul sweatshirts to help keep you warm during the winter months. Show your support with wristbands or buttons. Tastefully decorate your car and help promote Ron Paul's message of freedom and hope for America with bumper stickers and 24 kinds of brand new vinyl window decals. RonPaulStuff.com has what you need and offers the most competitive prices on online. RonPaulStuff.com ships within 24 hours of ordering, so you can rest assured you'll be able to show your support in no time at all. The mainstream media can bar and ignore Ron Paul, but they can't ignore the millions of supporters. So log on to RonPaulStuff.com today or call 941-993-3700. That's 941-993-3700. And let's take America back.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. what have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end.
And you could have it all.
And you could have it all.
Zach in Winnipeg, and Erica and others. Zach, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead, Zach. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good. Welcome.
Canada here. And no coverage on Ron Paul at all, or the voter/election fraud. Nothing on that up here either. I found that pretty pathetic. And also, the NAFTA superhighway. Up here, it looks like they're calling it the Asia-Pacific Gateway and Corridor Initiative. And they're, like, pumping billions into our railway right across
Canada.
Yeah,
well, let's be clear. Let's be clear. There's 84 of them, and more than 20 go up into your nation. There's the Canamax by the time it hits you. Yeah, they call it the Asian-Pacific. It's all official maps, all official, openly in the documents, openly building it. As they put the toll roads on I-35, they say they don't exist here. I mean, it's just classic psychological warfare.
I can't believe that people don't notice this.
It's the equivalent of being it's the equivalent of World War One, where they'd have the first tanks rolling over the trenches saying, "This is not an attack, stand down, we're your friends," while they were bayoneting people.
And it's going like all the way up to Churchill. Apparently, since the global warming, the Churchill are poured up north has been opening up, and we're working on some big deal with Russia, shipping in stuff, so it looks like we're happening. The other end of it here is up in...
Well, Russia claims they own the North Pole now, yeah.
And also, hearing about people getting sick and stuff, I've discovered, I've stumbled onto this fellow named Bob Beck, and he uses a few protocols using microelectricity to cleanse your blood out of the parasites and stuff in there, using back EMF to get this little critters in your tissues, and drinking colloidal silver... takes care of all the infectious diseases.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. Since you bring that up, I don't know the guy you mentioned. I don't know what he's doing. Might work, might not. I don't know. Me personally, just because the mainstream media lies and the mainstream media spins doesn't then mean the entire alternative media is telling the truth either. So if you don't hear me endorsing a sponsor and saying I believe in it, it's not like I'm high and mighty in the grand poobah and I say what's real and I say what isn't. I'm just saying I'm not associated with anything you don't hear me endorsing. I want that on record. I don't believe in these magic machines that project things into you to supposedly heal you, all these things. I don't believe in magic creams that I've heard stuff people on air like, you put this in your eyes and the cataracts fall off and it's $100 a bottle. I just will not be associated with all that. Now, are there alternative treatments for a lot of things? Have they suppressed a lot of treatments? Does the mainline medical system end up suppressing a lot of stuff? Yes. Are they trying to ban and restrict vitamins? And yes. Do they use the kooks out there selling absolute crud as an excuse to go after good vitamins and nutrients and things like Interfood? Absolutely. I mean, what's Interfood? They don't make any super claims. They just say it's 20 powerful things that are known to be superfoods. And by superfoods, they're super packed with nutrients. Per gram. These are things that are known to have trace minerals and things you need. And it'll make you a lot healthier and feel better, and there's no secret about that. Nutrition's well documented. Linus Pauling with just what natural vitamin C will do. But they want to take all that away from you, and they want to make you go pay 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 times. I mean, they have one company went and got its fish oil approved by the government. And that's like $200 a bottle when the same stuff's $20 a bottle. But doctors can now prescribe that because it's FDA approved. And so they use all the quacks and kooks and the rest of them out there. You know, I don't want to be mean, but the new age nut types, you know what we're talking about. I mean, just some of them are just out of their gourds. They use that to discredit all the serious stuff and all the real things. They'll be our downfall.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Federal agents, we are armed!
We haven't played this Paris in a while. Let this roll a little bit, then I'll go to Erica, Todd, Robert, Cal, and Andrew. Then I'm getting into the Ron Paul news, the analysis, where I think it's all going, breaking down the candidates. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
Government, like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about a summer or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, because I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil, state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shake you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us aid and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never speak to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city.
Yourself.
off who's the one with the most to gain. Full out 11 months, couldn't stand his name. Not even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions, but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is making enemies. A phony evil, so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, getting searched. Ain't nothing changed, but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us, but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani asked Diallo how he doing. We in the streets, holler, jail to the feet, follow. Waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money, make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying, never told. It's all a part of playing God, so you think we need them. While being Ashcroft, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. My records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers slinging. Mine eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word I'm saying, peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these are devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies means the killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones. Ain't no villains or any other word that think to demonize a country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took apart, I had to hand in, just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Talking loud but ain't nobody saying it. And with the 4th Amendment gone, I got on the 1st. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the 5th each and every session now. And while the Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War is good for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you?
I hope you understand the time, brothers, cause it's major. Don't be surprised, these are devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lives mean anything to killers? He says it all in that 3.5 minutes. Absolutely amazing artist. By the way, that's just off YouTube. And we, of course, edited out some of the things he was saying there for radio. And the audio is much better when you get it on iTunes or somewhere else like that. That's just off YouTube. That's our little remix version of Paris. What an amazing artist. I didn't even know who he was. Right in early 2002, he emailed me, showed me his website. He said, I really appreciate the work you're doing. Here's my song, Road to Tyranny, inspired me. He also posted that on his website. And then later, I can't get a hold of him. I can't get a hold of him through the record company. If somebody knows Paris, I'd like to have him on as a guest sometime. Because I really admire, he's got a lot of other great music as well. A lot of power, a lot of soul. You can really just feel the energy and the strength. And I can tell you, I'm a kindred spirit with that man. Absolutely. I said I'd take some more calls and get into the Ron Paul election news. We got to move quick here. Erica in Arizona, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, should I just call you the Bulldog?
If you like.
Well, speaking of YouTube, I met you at Webster Hall in New York, and I have that John DeCamp interview posted on YouTube. I recommend everybody watch that. It is a blockbuster. So you can just search John DeCamp. You asked a couple days ago for listeners to brainstorm about what you think the next great event will be by the New World Order.
Yes.
I want to warn people, the technology is already in place. It is a possibility. Who knows if it'll happen, when it would happen. I think they're perfectly capable of pulling...
Fake alien?
A God hoax. They have, you've already talked about the holograms being in place. Up on Prison Planet, they talk about the technology for intracranial communication, so they can speak, so you hear the voice in your head without there being any sound externally. And there are transmitters, circling the globe already. And I also have personal witness, not hearsay, but personal witness of a famous director who's been contracted to do some media and some black ops. And I have personal witness, not hearsay, but personal witness that focus on the family is involved and has voting power in some of these black ops. And can
now,
you
now, well, let me just stop you. Are you talking about Jerry Bruckheimer?
No.
Are you talking about James Cameron?
Possibly.
So what, you work at the Hologram Studio? Because
no.
I know a producer that's been in there and seen it, too.
Well, I saw the production. I asked for a copy, and he couldn't release it to me, but it was not. It was at one of the military industrial sites.
Well, everything you said, even if it sounds wild to people, I can independently back up. The government admits they have these big hologram projectors. They admit that they have planned fake UFO invasions, that 900-foot-long thing that has been up in North Texas for hundreds of witnesses and being photographed, and they say, oh, it's a weather balloon or it's F-16s, and they have fake press conferences where they show dummies about Roswell and then act suspicious on purpose. Again, I don't get into UFOs, but I do get into it when Larry King's doing show after show on it, when it's on every major TV news program. They certainly have that in the pike. And when you talk about a God hoax, they admitted that the Pentagon 20 years ago started working on, and they now have it, to project 500-foot, 800-foot Allahs, Jesus, aliens, Keebler Elf if they wanted to. So, yes, they could certainly do that as well. And it was about 8 years ago. I need to get him back on. I had the CEO of the California-based company, I forget the name, but it was in Wired Magazine when I got him on, who they were rolled it out 8 years ago in Tokyo, Coke machines that broadcast to your skull. And they set it up in a hallway at a business and in malls, so when people are walking down the hallways, it aims it right at your head, and it shoots from behind the plastic where you can't even see the projector, and then it tells you to, you know, drink soft drinks, aren't you thirsty? But it freaked out so many people, they pulled a bunch of them. They had the patent in 54 for the cranial system, cranial audio system, where it didn't even have to touch you in 54 to broadcast directly to the middle ear. So, yes.
I didn't know that it's been around that long. But if you look at it in historical context, and you look at back in Jim Marr's book, he talks about back in Marco Polo days when this man named Hassan wanted a bunch of men who were willing to fight and even die for him. He came up with this great hoax that centuries later is so indelibly stamped into their culture that that's where the assassins came from. They would
Go ahead, sorry.
Well, they would find someone, a goat herder, and they would drug him, and he would wake up, come conscious in this earthly paradise with all these women to serve his every need and all these exotic animals.
And then they would get him addicted to opium. They did the same thing with the ninja in Japan.
Yes, and so they put him back in his goat herder existence, and they say, well, if you are willing to martyr yourself for me, this is your permanent paradise. And that's what the martyrs are doing today, to achieve...
Because you take a goat herder who's been up in the mountains, and his village has 30 people in it, and you take him, you drug him, you take him to a palace. He wakes up with literally 100 incredibly beautiful women, drugs, food. They'd never seen, you know, the blue tiled porcelain and all
the turquoise. That's where the word turquoise comes from. The
yes.
Church, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That's
no, that's all mainline history. But they're going to have the public soon saying nothing existed before television. They'll have the public soon believing the sky doesn't exist. They have the public believing toll roads aren't happening as they're put on the roads. But let me go back here. I'm aware of Bruckheimer and Cameron in Black Ops. That's why I mentioned those two. People would think Spielberg, but not really. He's more in his propaganda. But both those men I know are in secret projects. I know some people through Hollywood who've been given closed-door tours. I'm just going to leave it at that. Through these facilities, and then some of it they've even been public about it. I would call it restricted, not even classified. But, I mean, why are you afraid to tell us if you have specifics you say firsthand? I mean, you know James Cameron? What'd you see?
Well, it was someone who worked directly with him for some time, and it was what it was he was asked to anthropomorphize some robotic equipment so that all the people on Earth would at once turn their gaze and wonder and awe and emotionally involved with these robots. And it was on the moon, and I don't really know any more than that because that particular project was put on hold.
Well, I don't know about that. I appreciate your call. Take care. I got to move quicker. I got a guest coming up. I want to get into all this financial stuff and the Ron Paul. You know, I'm going to have to hold off now. Todd, Robert, Cal, Andrew, I'm going to get to you, but I have to get into this news now. So you're welcome. You can hang up or you can stay on hold and I'll get to you. I do want to hear from you, but I have to cover this. Okay. Get my news stacks here together in front of me. All right, let's shift gears into what happened in Florida last night. As you know, John McCain came in first. Mitt Romney came in second. Ron Paul was way down the line with 3% of the vote, or coming in fifth. And the media is basically saying that John McCain is now the man, with headlines like, Florida win propels McCain towards Super Tuesday. McCain wins Florida primary. Ron Paul gets dissed. Talks about the media just basically ignored him. Also, McCain emerges as Republican front runner after Florida victory. Giuliani to drop out and reportedly, AP reports, to endorse John McCain. That may have already happened. Just like I said, we're going to have another Fed rate cut. That may have already happened. I have to check into that. But as of showtime, I haven't had time to go look those numbers back up. What's happening here? Ron Paul is definitely, you know, hundreds of factors go into this, but Ron Paul is definitely being cheated. We have evidence in Iowa. We have evidence in New Hampshire. We have evidence in absolute sterling evidence where the campaign actually came out and said that was fraud. In Louisiana, open public fraud where he got second place and they just didn't even show him placing. And they gave it to McCain in Nevada. When he did get second place, even when they cheated, he really got first in Louisiana. They didn't give it any national press coverage, zero that I saw, and I scanned hundreds of reports and transcripts of TV programs, did keyword searches on that. But there was very little, if none, I could find no reporting. That's the accurate way to say it. And so that's one level to all of this. Then we look at who we've got. We've got Mitt Romney, who people attack because of his Mormon faith. I'm not getting into that. I don't get into sectarian groups and all the infighting and the rest of it. And if something like that's on my message board, that's free speech. You're welcome all to it. But, again, I don't get into bashing Mormons, Catholics, Protestants, any of these groups. It's up to you to make your own decision. Read the Bible. Okay? But, really, it's been helping him to attack him on the Mormon faith instead of attacking him on his actual issues and his flip-flopping and his lying and his corruption. I have to say, Mitt Romney, though, does not have the baggage of a Giuliani. I couldn't imagine how, and again, they use these elections to test the water. They use these primaries. They've got three or four horses they own, Mr. CFR Huckabee, fake conservative Christian, Romney. They've got Thompson, who they tried to push. At first, it was Thompson and Giuliani were the anointed ones. The people did not buy into him because Thompson was literally looked like he was dying on stage and hands shaking. And I mean, I don't blame him. He should be in bed. He's probably not going to make it out of this cancer, they're reporting. And he knew that, so this is some big payoff or something. They tried to force them down our throats. That didn't work. They tried to force Huckabee down. That started falling apart when his open border promotion and other things started coming out. So now they've got McCain, part of the Keating Five, mafia-connected, not as mafia-connected. I mean, his dad wasn't a capo and didn't spend time in prison for it, and his uncle, his father's brother. But he is involved in the Keating Five, so they call him Mr. Anti-Corruption because he's so corrupt. He is totally anti-gun. He is totally open border. He is totally pro-war. That's not popular in either party. Being anti-gun is not popular with Republicans. It's not even popular now with most Democrats. That's a losing issue. Now over 70% of the country is against gun control. We've won that fight with the people, but not with the voting machines. So McCain is this horrible person who vacations and hangs out with the Clintons. The Clintons are on record saying that it's going to be a sweetheart election, and you watch, they're going to end up making McCain part of the cabinet. This is all positioning Hillary Clinton for the big win. They're putting McCain up there because he's got so much dirt, and any time they can destroy him. Same thing with Barack Obama. They're calling him anti-corruption. This guy's got so many corruption probes and dirt and skeletons in the closet. I mean, it just makes my head spin. And so they're positioning these two disgusting, the two worst candidates. I can tell you that now that Giuliani's dropping out, he was the worst next to Hillary. But McCain is so bad. He's even worse in a way because he at least looks credible, talks credible, acts conservative, uses the cut-and-run terms. I just couldn't think of a worse person to be on the Republican ticket. So let me get this straight. 91% of Americans want to control the borders and don't want to legalize the illegals. Upwards of 80%, depending on the poll, 75 to 80% are against the war. 70-plus percent are against gun control. 90-plus percent are against the real ID, national ID card. On every issue, John McCain is unpopular in the polls, but he's magically winning. That's fraud. Ron Paul's been cheated. Barack Obama's being cheated. Hillary and John McCain are being positioned. We'll come back, get more into this, what I think Ron Paul should do. Then we've got some economic news for about 20, 30 minutes with the chairman of the Gold Antitrust Committee. More of your calls.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now that we are in the midst of the presidential primaries, Republican candidate Ron Paul needs our support more than ever. Ron Paul stands for the issues that need to be addressed and not glossed over and forgotten like the globalist crowd being fielded. Unlike other candidates, Ron Paul takes a stand to follow what our forefathers envisioned America to be through the Constitution. Dr. Paul will restore sound money, eliminate the IRS, prevent the NAU, get us back to our constitutional roots, and guard our nation here at home by bringing home the troops. Show your support for Ron Paul today. Go to RonPaulStickers.com to find the latest Ron Paul promotional media to help promote our last hope for America. Yard signs, bumper stickers, window decals, buttons, car magnets, and much more. Support Ron Paul. Take the stand for the traditional values that America needs. Go to RonPaulStickers.com and help get the word out about Ron Paul. This is our chance, America. Stand up. Now is the time to act.
Fight the hordes. Sing and cry. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm glad that you have joined us. Okay. boiling this down, Ron Paul had incredible success in two major states, Louisiana, Nevada. He was openly defrauded in front of everyone. The campaign, and I'm not trying to start another firestorm here, but we're going to put an article out, really, well, they are challenging Louisiana. And so they need to point out Nevada, because he beat McCain by a point. Didn't matter. They gave McCain second place. And going into Super Tuesday, Ron Paul might get second or third place in some of these states. They just won't report it. We could talk about a brokered election, and I could get some guests on about that, a brokered convention, try to get the delegates together for a revolt and try to demand that Paul be brought forward, but the party machinery pretty much controls that. So I see that as not a dead end. We should try every avenue. I've been saying it for months. We've talked to the Paul campaign on air. We've talked to his son, Rand Paul, here on air. And I said, look, he has a responsibility with all this money and this time and the name he's built up to run as a third-party candidate, because they'll have to put him in the debates, the national debates. And they will, then he will continue to get attention, and then his actual policies will go across the board. He's just as popular with Democrats, or even more so than Republicans. So if you break those numbers down with independents and liberals and conservatives, Ron Paul, in a poll I conducted with Zogby, pretty big poll, cost us almost $5,000, showed that he won in every category, except across political lines, except Jewish, and he got second place there, because the majority said they were undecided. So he does better in a independent run. Here's the problem, though. The party machinery, again, getting him on the ballot. But with a Pat Buchanan that didn't have at least an active grassroots, he had a big grassroots, but not active, the Ron Paul movement focal point is organized. And they've got big money, and they've shown the power to break any fundraising record ever seen. That's not with big contributors. That's with small, on average, what, $95 contributors. It was $45, but his numbers went up. So Ron Paul needs to go ahead and get the publicity he can, go ahead and run through Super Tuesday. And I'm not saying don't canvass and don't lobby and don't expose fraud. We've got to continue to engage the enemy to show the election fraud. But then immediately after Super Tuesday, he needs to announce that he's running as a third party. He needs to go to the Libertarians and have them throw their current candidate, who doesn't have a snowball's chance in Hades, overboard. And I'm sure he'll go along with it. They can give him some position in the campaign. Or go with the Constitution Party. We have been analyzing both party structures. Libertarian has better name recognition. It looks like Constitution Party may even have a bigger infrastructure. Or perhaps have a party merger for the campaign and get both party infrastructures behind Paul. I think that would happen. So now Paul, now in debates, has been asked about third party. Now he's saying, well, I hadn't thought about it, but now I am, because both parties are bad. So see, he's gone from I'm not going to do it to maybe I might to, well, kind of looks like I should. You're going to see Ron Paul with a third party run. So we need to start planning for that. They don't want to announce that yet, because they don't want to stall what's happening going into Super Tuesday. That's not going to do it. That's one battle front. We'll continue on the second front as well. And then once the first front shuts down, the final front will be the main front.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.